First person singular. Views expressed in this story are those of the author. Tim Rudolph asks, fight or flight? This piece is read by Alan Rich.
Nearly every morning, a crippled blackbird belly flops onto the platform feeder just outside my window. Though this is painful to witness, I invariably lift my mug of tea to Mr. Bird in heartfelt commiseration. Yet he seeks no pity. Unable to stand, he nests his charcoal breast in the trough and picks at his breakfast. Unlike me, he can't conceptualize well-being or happiness. Unlike me, he lives Buddha-like in the right this second. Where can we go where there is not suffering? Every sentient creature born to rejoice in its own miraculous existence must likewise bear witness to its own inevitable decline. No one, as they say, gets out of this alive. And so I study the bird's tormented eyes and examine again the tumorous clumps that serve as his feet. There he lies, misery incarnate, yet he is not held hostage by a desire for anything other than what is at hand. Given this life, this moment, he is here to see it through to the end. Suddenly, a cat walks the fence line, and away my little bird flies, because that is what birds do. No time to explore the impossible questions of who am I, and what is this life? In that startled burst of flight, he is fulfilling his potential, black feathers streaking across a blue sky. To yield to adversity when all else fails, can this be the secret to living with courage?
Tim Rudolph is a Santa Cruz poet who gets his inspiration from Ed Abbey, Gary Snyder, and The Perfect Burrito. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.